Questions number 1 and 2.
Thank you for your lecture, Professor Perez. You said earlier that each year, more American schools are requiring students to wear a uniform. Why is this?
Yes, these days around 22% of American schools have a uniform. 10 years ago, the figure was only around 13%. By having uniforms, schools can reduce violence and bad behavior and promote equality.
Right. We'll now take questions from the audience. Yes, sir.
Hi, I'm Brendan. Professor, you say that uniforms promote equality, but a full uniform can be very expensive. Don't you think this is bad for poorer families?
Brendan, you're right that some private schools have expensive uniforms. But these days, public school uniforms can be bought very cheaply in local supermarkets or secondhand. Financial assistance is usually available for poorer families.
How can uniforms reduce violence? I find that hard to believe.
In one school where gang violence was a problem, introducing a uniform reduced violence by around 36%. Gang members can no longer wear gang colors or slogans, which reduces fights. Also, wearing uniforms stops expensive clothes and sneakers from being stolen.
Any more questions? Yes, miss.
Hello, Professor. I'm Annie. What do you think about equality for girls and boys? Why do girls have to wear skirts? Skirts are so cold in winter. It's not fair.
Perhaps you could start a campaign to change your school's uniform, Annie. In my experience, students like their uniform when they have helped design it themselves. Try speaking to your teachers about it.
Maybe.
Interesting idea. The next question is from this...